Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thin Mints. I'll tell you what, I think that's one of the most popular Girl Scout cookies there is around. But who steals money from Girl Scouts selling cookies? Well, apparently someone in New Jersey does, and they stole about $1,000 from some girls selling cookies in the mall. Stephanie Marshall is the PR and Marketing Associate for Girl Scouts. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Good. Do you think that most people understand what the Girl Scouts do with the money they raise from the Girl Scout cookie sale?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. It goes towards all sorts of things, and I think the best part about it is that you can ask the girls right at the table when you're buying their cookies.
So we've girls selling cookies in the mall have become very, very common. Then, just this past week, someone very bad steals the money. What do you tell girls? Because certainly, you know, they go into this with a trusting spirit, a trusting heart, and bad things do happen. So what do you tell the girls to do to be safe and protect their money?
Well, we always tell Girl Scouts to be prepared. And so, you know, we make sure that if they're in kindergarten through fifth grade, that they're accompanied by adults. When they're at a booth sale situation like those girls in New Jersey, they do have to have adult volunteers with them as well. And then we always want to make sure that girls stay together.
And, you know, I mean, the whole idea of selling Girl Scout cookies has changed, and it's probably just a reflection of the times, because there was a time that girls went door to door to sell the cookies, but now we've kind of seen a shift in that. A lot of times parents bring the orders to work, and it's just unfortunate that young girls can't go out and sell cookies innocently.
Well, we do still encourage girls to go door to door, but like I said, they always have that adult supervision with them. We know lots of girls who continue to go door to door, and that's actually what Girl Scouts in Western Pennsylvania are wrapping up this week, is the you kind of have to know a Girl Scout to get your order in.
Okay, and I do, as I said, you know, some co-workers brought the order forms into work, so I was able to order some there. But I remember going door to door with my daughter as well, so that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that practice hasn't fallen by the wayside. What's new this year?
Oh, no, we encourage them to keep it up.
There you go. So what's new this year? We got about a week left, you said, correct?
Well, we just have a couple more days to get your first round of ordering in, and then those cookies will be delivered just after Valentine's Day, and then that's when Girl Scouts in Western Pennsylvania will kick off our booth sales, so you'll see the girls out at tables in the malls and grocery stores and stuff like that.
And I know you had some new offerings this year. Now, I understand there's a gluten-free cookie, but it may not be available in Western Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
Well, Western Pennsylvania does have a gluten-free cookie. Ours
Oh, okay.
Is called Toffee-tastic. So
Toffee-tastic?
It's got little pieces of toffee in it. It's quite delicious.
Toffee-tastic. And I guess that's
yes.
Also then a sign of the times as well, when we see Girl Scout cookies getting into gluten-free.
Well, we do have the gluten-free variety. We do even have some that you can donate to servicemen and women through our Operation Sweet Appreciation, because we know not everybody can indulge in cookies the same way anymore, or at least shouldn't. So for those who maybe have diabetes or, you know, are sticking to those New Year's resolutions, we always encourage them to donate to our Operation Sweet Appreciation as well.
Okay, now tell me how that works. So you can buy a couple of boxes of cookies from a young Girl Scout, and then what do you fill out, a form, or how does that process work?
So when you go up to a booth sale, you just go ahead and say that you want to donate your boxes to Operation Sweet Appreciation, and you'll pay for the cookies. But those cookies actually come straight from our bakery and go right to the people that we work with to send the cookies to veteran organizations and the men and women overseas who are serving.
I think that's awesome. Do you get many people who take advantage of that opportunity to send some cookies to
yeah.
the troops?
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Just last year, we sent 50,500 boxes.
Wait, 50,000 from Western Pennsylvania alone or all the Girl Scouts?
Just from Western Pennsylvania, that's right.
No kidding.
And I know that this year it'll be more than that. And so, you know, we're very excited to keep growing that number because, like you said, that's a great cause. That's a great way to support that service.
Absolutely. Now, what's the name of the program again? Operation?
Sweet Appreciation.
Sweet Appreciation. So if you go up to one of the booths and you can just tell the girls that's what you want to do.
Yep.
That's awesome. Stephanie Marshall, thanks so much for joining us today. That's good information. And I really do hope that some generous person in the community replaces that $1,000 that was taken from the girls in New Jersey. I'm just horrified by that. Just horrified.
I have a feeling that their community will surround them. It's a terrible thing, but we know that the girls do amazing things with their cookie proceeds. And I know that that particular troop has communicated their upcoming booth sales. They are not to be deterred, so they will be out there again. And I agree with you. I hope that they make up that lost money.
Oh, that's awesome. That's such good news. Thanks so much, Stephanie Marshall. Appreciate having you.
You're very welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.